It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it is. Hello. Hope you had an awesome Wednesday. JT here with the wonderful Grant Lee.
Good afternoon. How are you today, Jay?
Very good, Mr. Lee. Now, this is a special Wednesday, right? Because we have a brand new Aussie film out tomorrow, Kangaroo.
Yeah, look, I'm so looking forward to this movie. I think everyone is going to enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. And we do have a special guest on the podcast today, Mr. Lee, from Kangaroo.
Yeah. This is exciting.
I know. How good is it? We love having guests on the podcast. Who is it? We will meet them after we have a listen to Kangaroo.
I've been doing the weather for 6 years. I'm sick of it.
Chris, take some time out. It might actually make you happy.
Oh, no.
You might need some help with your car.
Who are you?
I'm Charlie. She looks pretty hungry.
Come on, jump in. I'm just kidding. Back on in again.
I hate this town.
Oh, doesn't it sound great, Mr. Lee?
Certainly does, JT. This is so exciting to think we're going to be talking to the main star from Kangaroo.
Yeah, it is out September 18. It looks amazing. It sounds awesome. And the wonderful Ryan Corr joins us. Ryan, g'day.
Guys, thanks so much. Great job for having me on. Nice to be speaking to you this morning.
Well, thank you so much for coming on because, Mr. Lee, we do love getting some star attractions on this podcast, don't we? I mean,
we certainly do. We've had a few.
But it's so good to have somebody of your caliber on the show. And, mate, look, you've done some great movies, but Kangaroo, wow. We just heard a bit of the trailer then. Just sounds like such a real good, like real good feel good family friendly type film.
Yeah, I really hope so. You know, we spoke a little earlier about the fact, you know, when you're at a certain age, I think it's a film for everyone. You know, family as well as kids. Certain age, you know, films land on you differently. You know, they become they're not just entertainment, but they teach you, and you know, they become a part of who you are, whether that be loyalty, bravery, friendship, love, and you know, I certainly grew up at the cinema with my family, you know, watching the films that turned me into an actor ultimately. I hope that this sort of adds to that lineage, particularly of Australian films where young people can see their own voices, their own culture, their own blood, their own animals and their own sense of humour on screen.
Now tell me, what first attracted you to this role of Chris Madison in Kangaroo?
Look, I'm an animal lover, they say never work with kids or animals, but that was kind of the calling card on this one. I mean, first, Whiteley, who plays young Charlie, is just spectacular. We went through a number of auditions, just sort of like, you know, doing different impros and working around, you know, imaginary kangaroo and sort of teasing apart scenes. So we got to work together rather closely. And then, of course, the call of being able to, you know, I got to pinch myself in this industry sometimes, you know, the places that you find yourself and the experiences were able to be afforded. I'm very lucky. But being able to work this closely with, you know, what are essentially wild animals was an absolute draw. And the film's so full of heart. You know, at its core, it's about animal welfare, yeah, but it's, you know, connection and how nature reaches us when we stop reaching for it and how we find healing in the most unexpected places, across species, across distance, across grief.
Mm. Well, Ryan, we talk about healing. Obviously, you are Chris, the disgraced TV weatherman. Something's gone wrong there. And so you're told to go away and have a break. But what I would love to know is when we think of going and having breaks, we think about going up to the Whitsundays or off to the Bahamas or Tahiti or somewhere. You end up going to the outback. So, can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, look, he's somewhat banished. We've taken a few liberties with Chris Brolga, the original Chris's story. Chris started, I think, rescued his first Joey in 2005 and made the Kangaroo Sanctuary, which is now 90 acres, which was in 2009, and you know, with the main aim to raise, rehabilitate, and where possible, release baby Joeys. So we've sort of got a slightly more of an arc for his character. Our version of Chris is sort of caught up in his own career and very much in social media, and it's sort of losing touch with the things that keep him grounded and connected. And one of his work associates, played by the wonderful Brooke Satchwell, and who's also his producer, sends him out to the Northern Territory as a bit of an escape, and that's ironically where he ends up finding the answers that he's looking for. It's where he finds his centre with young Charlie, who's also looking for answers in her own life.
It's such an incredible thing because I have to say, as you were saying before too, the chemistry between you all, and when you get there, the actual bit of humour that you see, you know, in the town with, you know, all the characters that are in there, the Deborah Mailman who plays the mum, she's an incredible lady.
I mean, Deb's just one of the greatest human beings on earth, you know, as is Satchwell, but we had such an incredible ensemble cast, Roy Billing, Rachel House, Ernie Dingo, Wayne Blair, Rick Donald, you know, and I think everyone, you know, and also, you know, Alice Springs is a character in the film, you know, the energy of the land, the colours, the silence, you know, it all becomes a part of the emotional landscape. You being there is cinematic in itself, you know. We lived close together in close quarters and like a travelling circus, and you know, you carry that closeness into the performance.
It's such a good thing. I must say, I would have loved to have joined you all for dinner one night and just listen to all of you fantastic actors talk and just talk about your day and talk about your careers. It would have been such an experience for you as well.
Oh, mate, absolutely. And we can certainly talk. but, yeah, I mean, we've found ourselves in the backyard of our com over there, and also on weekends, you know, getting to explore the country and get down to sacred spots and the Red Centre and different watering holes. It was truly magical.
And it's not the first time you've kind of been in one of those environments, Ryan, is it? Because one of my favourite movies, Wolf Creek 2, with the wonderful John Jarrett, who we've also had on the podcast previously. And you're in that outback environment there as well. So you seem to be attracted to the outback in some of these movies that you're starring in.
Yeah, it's just in this one, no one's trying to kill me.
Yes.
you know, slightly different. We're rehabilitating a little bit. I've been really lucky in my career to explore all different parts of Australia and around the world, and you know, each experience is unique in its own way. That one was sort of trying to level up with Johnny Jarrett, make sure I got my own back when he'd accidentally hit me with the rubber hammer. And it was a really unique shooting experience, I'd have to say, because you know, it's not like dogs and cats or even bugs. I've been on certain sets where, you know, there are cockroaches that'll do what you want them to do if you sort of put food at the end. And the difference with Baby Joe is, you know, they're vulnerable, they're completely wild, and so it's all about formulating trust. So we got to spend 2-3 weeks with Chris and Tani, Chris Bolger-Jones and wow. Tani, his partner, after the camels there, and learning to swaddle and bottle feed and care for these little fellas. We actually had to help them toilet train too. There's a little known fact that baby joeys, when they're in the pouch, they don't know how to use their bits to go to the toilet. So mum has to, in the initial weeks as they're growing up, has to sort of, with their nose, stimulate and let them know how to piddle. And of course, when they don't have their mums around, that becomes the job of the joey mummers, which was us in this case. So you learn things all the time.
I've just learned something as well. I did not know that about Baby Joey. So thank you for that.
No, there you go. Have you ever seen, you know, those little things that you see in a rock pool? You know, those little like the dube looking things that sometimes touch and they'll splash you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
As an experience. Okay. There you go. So tell me, what was it like when Roger the Roo, who the Joey grows up to be Roger, which that's what the kangaroo is called. What was that like dealing with CGI?
Well, it was a combination of things. We had some very devoted stuntmen in the team that were sort of hooked up to wires with a big kangaroo tail and kangaroo paws on their hands. You know, it was all to do with their commitment. And so a lot of the time I was dealing with, you know, a human in a kangaroo costume sort of acting like a kangaroo for me, which was kind of wonderful. And then, yeah, there was a lot of dancing around and boxing with an imaginary kangaroo in front of me, because, of course, the Big Reds themselves and Roger, who we're dealing with, are far too territorial. There's usually one boomer in each in each pack of kangaroos, you know, the territorial male. And I think being in there and actually trying to box, I don't know if you've seen the clips on the internet of, you know, a roo that pinches someone's dog and then gets in fisty cuffs with the owner of the dog. They can be, you know, they can be quite territorial. So, yeah, it was, you know, we were playing with light and choreography, and it was, you know, I mean, other than the little joeys, other than the big kangaroos, rather, we were working with live animals. So, I don't know. I've done a few CGI, you know, terrified of a spider, terrified of, you know, things that aren't there before. It becomes an interesting acting exercise when you're doing it by yourself, but you feel fully supported.
Yeah, definitely. And Ryan, Lily Whiteley, we should talk about her as well. Young Charlie. I reckon this is going to be a little superstar of the future, because it's for such a young age, she just looks like she's already starting to head that way.
Oh, mate, she's just, you know, and she's one of these people. She's not only a triple threat, she's like a quadruple cinquetta threat. everything she touches, she elevates, you know. She's an incredible athlete, gymnast, singer. She was trying to convert me to be a Taylor Swift fan during the shoot quite often. We started our own podcast, you know. Between her and Margot, you know, I think the kangaroos had better riders and trailers than I did at the stage. You know, they had to have a break every couple of hours. But no, working with Lily was just magical, and you know, we really did share the experience together. And I just don't have too many incredible things to say about her. She's an absolute star on the rise. They say don't work with animals or children, but clearly they haven't met.
Yeah, they both work. Yes. and do you offer her like some advice while you're at it, Ryan? Because you've obviously had such a great career and you're still growing that career. Do you pass on advice to Lily? Because I reckon you have lots to tell her.
Look, only where it's welcome, man. I certainly, in the rehearsal process of making the film, you know, we were developing our bond and trust as people. We did a lot of impro-based stuff just to see if we could sort of, you know, naturalize talking off script and get Lil used to not having a script to fall back on. But for the most part, you know, I mean, acting's 80-90% listening. And so it's really just about formulating a relationship with the person you're working with and talking to each other and sort of bouncing the ball back. And so I think if anything, Lily taught me as much as I taught her. And, you know, I can hope that some of what I did, some of my idiocy rubbed off on her. But then I hope in other ways it didn't. But she's just, you know, she's spectacular talent. I can't wait to see where her career goes, and I can't wait to see what this film does for her.
She'll be a great thing, and she will. She'll go on big, big, big.
Yeah, she had to, you know, I mean, the first time you have to sit there on set in front of a group full of people and work yourself into an emotional state where you're crying, it's difficult. Those things are difficult, you know. It all feels pretty surreal, and there's so much going on around you. And so I think for a young performer to sort of have access to that part of her psyche and to be honest and brave enough to sort of to work with it, you know, that's a challenge for any actor. And so to sort of find that at her age is just incredible.
Incredible.
And, you know,
because I know, I don't know whether I could do that.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Oh,
it is. And, yeah, I'm like a showman all the time, you know, working in the cinema, you know, you're always on show, but there's no way I could do what you guys do in front of that camera. I just couldn't do it.
Well, it's a team effort, you know, and it's about the energy that everyone's bringing to set. And I know that, you know, not just cast, but crew, our wonderful director, Kate Woods, who's, you know, done Looking for Ella Brandy.
Yeah.
We had studio support. Everyone was there with their best foot forward, loving where we were too, you know. I mean, it's a magical place to work. If you haven't been to Alice Springs, go. It's something about it, the light, the culture, the people.
The backdrop, it just looks incredible.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more than a backdrop in this. We had Warwick Thornton on one of our camera departments to capture the magic of Alice Springs, and you know, a country he knows like the back of his hand. And you know, when you've got such an incredible cinematographer there to support what you're making, it's pretty special experience. We were very lucky.
Yeah, we can't wait to see it on September 18, Kangaroo. Now, before we let you go, Ryan, we do want to play a quick game with you. It's 60 seconds of rapid fire. So basically, it's the first thing that comes into your mind when we ask these questions. Now, if we'll give you 60 seconds, but if we do want a bit more in-depth analysis of a question, we'll stop the time. Are you ready to go?
Okay, let's go.
All right, mate, let's go. Good luck. Here we go.
Okay. What's your weirdest habit?
I don't know, picking my nose.
Good one. What was your first ever job?
It was the background of Blue Heelers. I was in a school hall scene watching Emily Browning do something at a school hall. And I took it really seriously. And I thought, what would I be doing if I was at school? I'd be yawning. So I yawned. And then my 1 second that I'm on screen with my parents sort of gathered around the screen at home, it's just my gaping head, just my head laid back with my mouth open.
I have to stop the time there quickly because I do remember that episode. So I'm going to go back and watch that one again now. Very good.
What's the weirdest interaction you've had with a fan?
With a fan?
Yeah.
People singing like teen show theme songs off the banister of like a Westfield shopping town or something, you know. Or coming up and saying, you know, I copied your hairstyle in Silver Sun, something like that.
Oh dear. Who is your dream co-star? Who would you love to work with?
That one's relatively endless. Tom Hardy, Blanchett.
Margot Robbie.
You know our lead kangaroo is called Margot.
All right. Good.
Liz's behind the scenes name was Margot. And I don't know if that was influenced by Robbie, but I've got a feeling for that.
That's great. Ryan Corr, thank you so much for your time and joining us on Talking Flicks.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Kangaroo, it is in cinemas as of tomorrow, September 18. Make sure you go along and check out this awesome Aussie film. Great for the whole family, Mr. Lee. Everyone will love it.
Oh, they will. Everyone will get something out of it. And as we all know, Aussie films are awesome. They are something we've got to support.
Well, Mr. Lee, we're back on Friday. We're coming back at midday. Yeah, we're back on Friday for our regular Talking Flicks podcast. I'll catch you lunchtime then.
No worries. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.